This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
We have an action-packed hour straight ahead. And this hour, we're going to be joined by the CEO of thelubepage.com, Dan Watson. But we're going to kick things off by finishing up with a guest we had in the prior hour. And that is Corvette Mike Vietro, who joins us live from Carmel, California, where all the action is going to be happening for Monterey Car Week. And, Mike, any particular Corvettes going over the block of note that you're going to be watching?
Not necessarily watching, but RM has four or five Corvettes that one of their colleagues reached out to me and wanted to make sure they had my attention. There's probably nothing there that I would buy, but one of them is a black-on-black 63 big tank Fuelie Z06. Has a low estimate on it, so I'm probably believing that it's not 100% correct. Not sure if you realize it, but they only made 63 of those cars back in the day, and they were built specifically to go head-to-head with Carroll Shelby and their Culvers, if you recall.
Absolutely, that's right. And I didn't realize it was such low production.
Very low production. Now, they made, all in all, 199 63 Z06s, but only 63 of that number had the big 36.5-gallon tank. The rest had conventional gas tanks, which held about 20 gallons of fuel, but they had the brake and suspension package that the Z06 was noted for, and actually that was what you checked off when you ordered a car, and that's what you got. The early cars, if you checked off that box, you automatically got the big tank, and then later they made it available without, because the price of the tank was quite exorbitant in year 1963, and a lot of people really didn't need 36.5 gallons of fuel sloshing around behind their head.
That's absolutely true. Very good.
Literally sloshing around behind their head.
That is very cool. Very great description. Tell us a little bit about some of the other happenings coming up at Monterey Car Week. Of course, we got the Quail event, which is a very hard event to get into, very expensive. And then Concorso Italiano. There's just so many events, and it's a remarkable automotive week.
Yes, you mentioned Quail. That's a Friday event coming up here at the end of the week, and you're right about the expense. I heard, and I don't know that I can actually 100% attest to it, but I heard the tickets are now $1,000 a piece.
Oh, my goodness. I would not be surprised, considering everything in the last few years. There seemed to have been an increase across the board at during Car Week, because I guess there are folks out there that will pay it, Mike, so they'll they might as well raise the rent, so to speak. But that's...
Bob, that event was the first event of its type whereby they, what they did was they included everything for the price of admission. And in other words, they included all the beverage, both alcoholic and non. They included a fabulous lunch with buffet stations of all different types of, lavish foods and champagne and wine and drink. Everything was bottomless, so you could have as much as you want. So they introduced that a number of years ago, and others follow suit. And now you see a lot of these Concours across the country with like a $250 admission fee, which also includes everything. You also mentioned Concorso Italiano. I haven't attended this one in the last few years, only because they keep moving it around, and I'm not actually sure where they're doing it right now, but it might be on a golf course. One of the other really interesting concourse shows that they have here is one that is called the Ugliest Car Show.
That's right.
Ugliest Car Show. And it may be called something different, but that's what it is. And the judges actually are there to judge which car is the ugliest known to mankind on the show field for that particular day. Can you imagine what shows up? And I'm talking about potentially, you know, a Ford Pinto that has rushed through the fenders, four different wheels. The tires don't even match. The hood may or may not be on the car. The seats are probably torn up. This is a car that you literally would see in a junkyard when you went to pick apart, and you may be able to find a valve stem cap off the car that's usable. This is what we're talking about, and this now is also during Car Week.
And what a great event. J-Lab came up with that idea a few years ago, and it's gone on to become a big hit. Mike, before we say goodbye, of course, you've got a dealership in Plymouth, Massachusetts, and your main headquarters out in Anaheim, California. Are you set up in the Chicago area or line there still, or is that something that went away? Oh, you are.
We still have the store in outside of Boston is called Corvette Mike New England. We just moved to bigger headquarters there, which is now in the city of Carver and no longer in the city of Plymouth.
Oh,
and
great.
The store, great facility. If you're ever back home, you need to check out some amazing Corvettes. It houses a lot more than it used to be able to in the other store. The one outside Chicago is now called, or has always been called, Corvette Mike Midwest, and it's in a beautiful little suburb of Chicago by the name of Burr Ridge.
Wonderful. And for all things Corvette Mike, just go to CorvetteMike.com, and telephone-wise, what's the best telephone number?
I believe we still have our 800 number, but now that everybody's dialing from their cell phone, you know, they're paying for the call and we're paying for the call, but it's 1-800-327-VET, 327-8388, or if you're in the local area, it's area code 714-630-0700 in Anaheim, California.
Fantastic. And we'll take you up on the offer of reporting from Lawn next week. If you can do a few minutes with us, that would be great.
Oh, I'd love to.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, my friend. Enjoy the week. Say hello to everybody for me.
I will do that, Bob, and I hope to see you out here one of these August, the week of Car Week here.
Absolutely. I miss it terribly. Say hello to Barry McGuire for me as well.
I'll be having lunch with Barry at his suite on the 18th Fairway on Sunday, and he puts on a lavish spread, and I will definitely remember to tell he and Karen that you said hello.
All right. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you next week, right when they're giving away the awards, right there on the lawn at Pebble Beach. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. Great talk, Mr. Bob. Have a great week.
Thank you. And what a great guy he is, Corvette Mike Vietra. What a great guy we have around the corner. That's right. He is the CEO of the Lube Page. And and he's going to be with us right after this upcoming break. Dan Watson will be joining us, so you know what that means. Lots of great information and fun. This is...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Hello, about Corvettes. We're going to get right into it with the CEO of thelubepage.com, our leading specialist when it comes to lubrication, all types of lubrication. He is a certified lubrication specialist with more than 25 years experience, one of the largest AMSOIL dealers in the entire North American continent, and he is the man. And we both live in the same neck of the woods, and we've been getting a really bad thunderstorm. Are you getting that storm as well? What's going on?
Yes.
Dan, you're getting it.
I knocked my phone out a few minutes ago when I was waiting to come on, and so I'm just warning you that if it knocks it out, then you know you'll have to try to get me back, because it's power surges that knock it out. But when that lightning hits, sometimes everything takes a flip. So
that is so true. Let's talk about Dan, something that I'm hearing a lot of advertising about. It's mentioned a lot. It's called low sulfur diesel. I hear this low sulfur diesel term used a lot in advertising. What exactly does it mean?
Well, they go on to call this, everybody loves these terms these days, clean diesel, right? And let me just, the best way to explain this is to give a little bit of a sort of a progression on diesel. Diesel fuel back in the 60s, the 80s, was 70s, so pretty dirty fuel. I mean, and that was one of the things. You didn't refine it as far or take as many impurities out of it because, hey, when you stick it over there in the engine and press it up to 20 or 25 to 1 compression, you're going to set it off no matter what it is. You know, I mean, it's going to burn. So, not like gasoline where you're going to use a spark ignition and you want to have a certain controlled response with that spark. You just knew in these diesel engines that they were first called a heat engine, meaning that they ignited on heat, and that means very high compressed air is very hot, very hot. So, that's how it's compressed. You compress it up. It's, like I said, 20 to 1, 25 to 1 compression. Folks, if you can imagine that when we're using those terms, atmosphere is about 15 pounds. So 20 to 1 compression would be 300 pounds per square inch pressure in the cylinder. And that's pretty high pressure, because once that fireball goes off, now it's going to expand and multiply that pressure significantly. So anyway, here we go with diesel. Originally, they just refined it and put it out, and it was average, you know, probably 4,000 or 5,000 parts per million of sulfur. Now, the deal about this is sulfur's in crude oil. I mean, it's just part of the mix of makeup of the petroleum. So you refined it down and got it clean enough, and you didn't care about the sulfur. But sulfur creates different problems for us in the atmosphere. It becomes sulfuric acid eventually and can participate in acid rain. So
sure.
It became that, hey, we can't really live with 5,000 levels, so we're going to have to clean this stuff up some. So the first effort was around 2,500 parts per million. Okay? Seems pretty decent, but it wasn't considered good enough because we're still getting too much out of the tailpipe. So the next level was called low sulfur diesel, and that meant it couldn't be more than 500 parts per million. Sounds pretty good. We're making progress from 5,000 down to 500. Boy,
yeah.
Sounds like we've made the grade, right? But that's not the end of it. The requirement now is it cannot be greater than 15 parts per million. Think about that for just a minute, our audience out there, folks. We get beat up all the time, you hear, by people that we're just not serious about cleaning up the atmosphere. We're not doing enough. We're not doing enough. From an average of 5,000 parts per million down to less than 15, I'd call that a pretty determined effort to get the sulfur out of the exhaust coming out of a diesel engine, seems to me. But here's the thing about that. When you get down to 15 parts per million, you've created some other situations, and I know we're abbreviating a little bit shorter time tonight, so let me hit these quickly. Sulfur was the element within diesel that really gave it actual lubricating quality. if you take the sulfur out of the diesel, it becomes, some people, old timers refer to it as dry diesel. It doesn't have any lubricating quality. Well, folks, in these diesel engines, all of the moving parts of this, these incredible high-pressure fuel pumps, I mean, they're pumping this stuff up to pretty high pressure, okay? And then in the injector itself, as it fires, it's got little moving parts that move in order for it to inject diesel into the cylinder. And all these things depend upon that diesel as their lubricating element in order to prevent wear. So when you go from 2,500 to 500 to 15, you've just about eliminated the ability of the diesel to lubricate all those parts that we used to count on it doing the lubrication. So here's the important thing to our listeners. If you have a modern diesel, in particular, a 2000 or later version, they have made efforts to improve the materials to not require as much lubrication as the ones prior to that required. But it doesn't make any difference. You still need lubrication. And the government requires a certain amount of lubricant additive into the diesel to restore some lubricity to the diesel. But it is what's called lowest concentration allowed. So what you're doing is letting the government decide that this very low, inadequate amount of lubricating quality of your diesel will be satisfactory for your fuel injectors and your fuel pump. By the way, replacing a fuel pump, $2,500 to $4,000. Injectors, wow, anywhere from $400 to $800 a piece. So it's not a good idea to depend upon that lowest concentration allowed to protect your engine. So here's my tip, my advice, the best I can tell you. Use somebody's quality diesel additive. Now, we make one in AMSOIL. It's a good one. I could just name a couple other companies. Stanodyne makes a good one. There's other companies that make these things. But what you need to do is find the one of your choice and run it, because you need to make sure that you have adequate lubricity in your diesel so that your diesel fuel system components will last forever, because that's what you want them to do. You don't want to have to replace those things in the life of the engine. So understand that clean diesel means ultra low sulfur, less than 15 parts per million, and provide you with very little lubrication within the fuel system itself. So that's my tip of the night for low sulfur fuel and clean diesels. Just thank God they're wonderful. They are very clean running engines, extremely clean. And the fact that we can do something to make up for the lost sulfur is a wise thing to do. And so that's that story, Bob.
And it's a great answer. Let's go, speaking of diesels, to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, one of our great live affiliate stations. When we come back after this message, guess what, Dan? We got a diesel question. How do you like that right off the bat? On the other side, straight ahead, right here on Auto World.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
U.S. USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. On ABC's This Week Sunday, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie defended President Trump's absence from the McCain funeral and pointed out that Trump wasn't invited and that members of his administration and own family did attend.
The President of the United States, no matter who that person is always in the elephant in the room when they're not there. The fact is that the President of the United States, no matter who they are, is always the biggest figure in American public political life.
Also on ABC This Week, former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta said he's very worried about the situation with North Korea, calling this summit a failure.
In many ways, it was doomed to failure from the beginning because there was never the preparatory work that has to be done prior to a summit meeting. This was all about show.
President Trump recently announced that Secretary of State Pompeo's planned trip to North Korea was canceled because of insufficient progress. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining us. I am Bob Long, along with Dan Watson, CEO of The Lube Page. We're taking your questions. And from Oklahoma City, we've got a question. Dan, I have a 2002 Dodge diesel pickup. I'm a little confused on the correct engine oil to use. The latest oil I see is CK4, but my owner's manual says CI-4+. Please help. So that's a little confusing. You can help them out.
Well, it's a good question because these things do change, and they change for a purpose. Now, if he could go out and just buy CI-4+ diesel oil off the shelf, he'd just keep doing that because that's an excellent oil made for that vintage of a diesel engine. Unfortunately, that's not easy to do these days because the way they make oil is to say that a latest version is backward compatible, meaning that it will replace or cover those previous applications. So there was one in between, which was CJ4, that just means we went from CI4 to CJ4. Now it's CK4 oil, okay? So in reality, the CK4 oil will, in fact, backward compatible cover the requirements for that. Now, if it were my 2002 Dodge diesel, 5.9 turbo diesel, great engines, I'd still find myself a real CI4 Plus rated oil. Reason? The CI4 Plus oil was a very robust additive package with very high levels of zinc and phosphorus and other protective agents. 2008, the Environmental Protection Agency clamped down on some diesel things and said, well, you got to lower that zinc and phosphorus to protect the newly installed catalytic converters that are going into the diesel exhaust systems. And so that meant that we would have to have a lower zinc and phosphorus oil for those applications. Now, CK4 is an improvement on the CJ4 from the standpoint of making up for that loss of anti-wear additives. But you can find a true CI4 Plus oil that is not rated CJ4 or CK4, just CI4 Plus. That means that it retains its original additive package and it hasn't been changed for the newer levels. About the only places I know you can find that, you can buy that from AMSOIL Synthetics. They make an oil called Heavy Duty Diesel and Marine Engine Oil, which is still just CI4 Plus rated and has not lowered its zinc and phosphorus. But the new AMSOIL CK4 Max Protection diesel oil has better characteristics than that original CI4 Plus. So if you can't find a CI4 Plus and you're willing to go to the newest one, I suggest that you give that new AMSOIL synthetic diesel oil a shot, because it is the most remarkable, has six times the required protection of the Detroit diesel specification for that wear characteristic, six times that protection. So that's about all I can tell him about that. He's got some choices, but all of them are pretty good, and he's got a really good diesel engine, that 5.9 in that vintage of truck. They won't go but about a million miles. That's about all.
Oh, wow, that's remarkable. Stan in Nashua, New Hampshire, listening on one of our great affiliate stations, sends us over a note. Snowmobile season is coming right around the corner, and I have a four-stroke snowmobile. Does AMSOIL make a four-stroke oil for this application?
Well, of course, considering AMSOIL is located basically in Duluth, Minnesota, Superior, Wisconsin, they might be, what's the old thing, tarred and feathered in town if they didn't make snowmobile oil. Because if you talk with the people that work for AMSOIL up in Superior, Duluth area, the only thing they complain about in January is there's not enough snow. They want enough snow to go do all those winter things that they love to do and ride those snowmobiles. And, you know, Bob, they have trails for snowmobiles that run from Duluth all the way up to International Falls.
No kidding.
No, you can get on those trails in the winter, and they have actual pit stops, you know, where somebody's got a restaurant and a bar and that kind of stuff. And so people are riding their snowmobiles on these known trails. It's almost like winter snowmobile road, if you will, that goes all the way up to International Falls so they can go by these places and have fun and enjoy themselves. So they know how to enjoy the winter, because you have to enjoy the winter when you live in Duluth, because you're going to get it whether you enjoy it or not. So you have to get tough or die, as they say. But the oil that AMSOIL makes for this is called Formula 4-Stroke Power Sports Oil, and it is a 0W40 formula. And I assure you, it was made specifically for these applications. There's nothing like it. I mean, it's you want an oil that you can start up and that it'll do well in those really cold conditions. And this oil will do well without any trouble at 30 degrees below zero, okay, so 30, 35 below zero, not wind chill factor, but actual temperature. It's not going to restrict your engine from cranking over and cranking up, so it'll provide you excellent protection for that. And hey, it's you got to be able to make that if you're a company that claims to be from Duluth, Minnesota. You got to be able to make all the snowmobile stuff. So yeah, they make it, and it's as good as it gets.
Monty in Lakeland, Florida sends us a note saying, I have a bass boat with a 150 Evinrude outboard motor. The motor comes with the ability to use a petroleum, but I have switched to using synthetic. Synthetic is recommended. Will I hurt the engine by using petroleum?
Well, what he's talking about with these Evinrudes is they have the ability, you have to put a setting in if you're going to use petroleum, because they actually recommend that you use this high-performance synthetic. It's called it's an Evinrude E-Tech oil, XD100, I think is the name of it. I'd have to check that to make sure. But it's a high-quality synthetic two-stroke oil. Now, one thing about the Evinrudes, they exceed all of the California Air Resources Board's pollution requirements. They're absolutely the cleanest running outboard motor. They have better pollution footprint than a four-stroke outboard. Okay, and remember, people said maybe 15, 20 years ago that the outboard motor was dead. It would never be able to run clean enough to match up with the EPA requirements, especially the California Air Resources Board CARB requirements. But these Evinrude E-Tech engines are direct injected two-stroke engine, and they meter the fuel so perfectly, but the oil doesn't come in with the fuel like it does in most two-stroke engines. You either mix it in the tank, or you have a proportioning system that mix it into the gas flow as it's headed to the engine, and you get the right mixtures. Well, there's no oil and gas mixture in a Evinrude E-Tech. The gas is direct injected into the cylinder, so the oil has to come in via the air intake system. So you have to get a good mixability in air, miscibility, okay, so that this stuff will be like a mist, a real fine mist of oil coming in, and it will then lubricate the engine as it's supposed to. Well, turns out petroleum's not very good at this, because it's a jumble of heavyweight molecules and metallic substances like zinc and phosphorus, things that just don't do that as well. So the synthetic two-stroke, I need to finish this when we come back from the break, because it's important for people to understand this, why it's important to run synthetic two-stroke oil in any of these outboard motors.
Absolutely. We have a lot of boaters listening to the show, so you're going to want to stick around with more great information from Dan Watson, CEO of the lubepage.com. It's coming straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite .com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay. Or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top. You're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. We've got Dan Watson with us from TheLoopPage.com, and you can email Dan anytime, 24-7, DanWatson@TheLoopPage.com, or myself, Bob, at AutoWorldRadio.com. Before the break, the hard network break, we were talking about outboard motors, and Dan thought it was important to finish up on this particular topic, so go right ahead, Dan.
Well, we were talking about this Evinrude E-Tech engine and the ability to either run it on petroleum or run it on synthetic. I wanted to mention that when you shift it over and decide to run on petroleum, it runs at a 50-to-1 mixture, and it then loses all of its pollution-free certification, every bit of it. It won't pass anything because the amount of hydrocarbons coming out of it just explode because of the thick running not easy to burn petroleum two-stroke oil that's just clogging everything up and polluting. Now, you shift it over to a high-performance synthetic, like either the Evinrude E-Tech oil or the AMSOIL HPM, high-performance marine, and all of a sudden, all those pollution factors disappear. So, folks, these engines, either whether it's an Evinrude E-Tech or whether it's your Mercury or your Yamaha or your Nissan, I don't care what it is, they will all run better with better efficiency, more power, and less pollution if you run a quality synthetic two-stroke engine oil. It's just a simple fact. It takes less synthetic two-stroke oil to provide the same protection as thick amounts of two-stroke petroleum. So with the AMSOIL synthetic two strokes, they burn clean, meaning that they leave no residue in the cylinder. Everything burns out. These engines will run clean. I deal with marinas, and these engines are taken down for one reason or the other, and always the comment is that engine is just clean. It's like it's new. It doesn't have any buildup in it. And that's remarkable in a two-stroke engine. So do yourself a favor, whatever you've got. I recommend you look at the AMSOIL synthetic two-strokes because I know they work and I know how perfectly they work. But get some body's synthetic two-stroke in your outboard motors. You will be doing yourself a favor. I sometimes, just tongue-in-cheek say that using petroleum two-stroke oil in outboard motors might be considered as outboard motor abuse. And you may have to be reported to the National Marine Manufacturers Association for abusing outboard motors. So, you know, tongue-in-cheek, but it's somewhat true, is that your outboard motor is really being abused with that old, thick petroleum two-stroke oil. So let's move on, Bob.
Let's go to Willie in Macon, Georgia. He says, I have some muscle cars from the late 60s. I heard you mention the need for oils with sufficient additives to protect the cams and lifters in these cars. Will I damage the cars using SN Plus rated oils?
Well, it's a good question. SN Plus is the newest rating on these oils. And by the way, we discussed in a previous show that SN Plus has to do with the oil being able to resist low-speed pre-ignition. So all of you out there with direct-injected engines, again, be sure to look for that SN Plus. Don't run the standard SN. Look for SN Plus, telling you that you can avoid that damaging low-speed pre-ignition that can take place in a direct-injected engine. Now, on to Willie's question. You know, you could probably run a good oil from a top-rated company like AMSOIL or Mobil or Castrol in these engines, even SN Plus rated, and you'd probably get by. But here's the point. They weren't made for this. The problem with the cams is that they have what we call a contact sliding motion, which can only be protected on that metal-to-metal surface really by zinc and phosphorus, the anti-wear adders that would prevent any wear on that cam lobe or on that lifter. And so, is the SN-rated oil sufficient? Hey, you know, there's people knock this around back and forth. My advice is to consider that the manufacturers didn't expect a low level of zinc and phosphorus when they built those systems, and so they wouldn't be saying whether it'd work or not because they never anticipated such a thing. So we just might want to say, well, the cautious, prudent thing to do is provide that engine with the type of oil that it was expected to encounter when it was built and stick with that, because to move on to something else, you could be the experimental case to determine whether it works well or not. But if it wears out your camshaft and your lifters, you're not going to be happy with the results of you being the experimental case. So if you stick with the stuff that we know will work, then you won't be the guy experimenting and you'll get the best coverage. Now, from AMSOIL, they make these oils called Z-Rod, and they're high in zinc and phosphorus. They're made for these cars. We're not the only people that make something like that, but I would highly advise you to look for the oil that says that it's made to match up with these cars.
Great advice. Here's an interesting question from Luann in Huntsville, Alabama. As a single mom, I hate going to the garage or lube page to get my car serviced. They always want to sell me something I don't really need. They think I'm a dumb woman. I hear that you've said that AMSOIL will go up to 25,000 miles or 1 year. Can you assure me that this is warranted, and then I will not have to go to the lube page, the lube place, I should say, but once a year?
I can't tell you how important this is to a number of people, because I have a lot of ladies that are customers of mine over the years. Women hate going to shops and lube places for mechanics and people. by themselves when they don't have a husband, a brother, a father, or somebody to do it, because they get a lot of condescension and treated as if they don't know what's good, and sometimes they get taken advantage of. I know that for my daughter when she was away in college. Some people wanted to do some work which was going to amount to $3,500, and when I got her to bring the car home and take it to our trusted mechanic that we used, it turned out to cost $6 to fix it. So these things can happen, and I understand women on this. Now, here's the thing. Yes, this is a great thing. You can change your oil once a year with AMSOIL's Signature Series oil, and we have what's called warranty assurance. And what that means is that if you put AMSOIL in your car and you use AMSOIL as dictated by AMSOIL in accordance with their instructions, AMSOIL will warrant that that oil will not be the cause of any damage to your engine. If you put it in the transmission or in the gears, wherever you put it, AMSOIL warrants that. Now, other oil companies, you heard one time before, there was I think a Quaker State thing that said that if you start with Quaker State from day one and you keep your records and you can prove this, you can prove that, and da 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 da, all these caveats, that they'll warrant it for, I forget how many miles it was a lot. But here's what AMSOIL says: if your car is in good mechanical condition, and this is the first time you've ever used AMSOIL, and you use it in accordance with our instructions, we will warrant the use of that oil not to cause any damage or harm to your engine, no matter what you put in it for the first 50,000 miles or the first 100,000 miles. The question is, what condition is it in right now? If it's in good mechanical condition, then if you use AMSOIL and convert it over, AMSOIL's warranty will stand the test, I can tell you. I've been there, I've seen it stand the test. So for this lady, I would just say to her, yes, join the club. Start using extended drains. Go once a year, not to exceed 25,000 miles, and have peace of mind that your car is well protected by an additional warranty from AMSOIL Incorporated. So I hope that helps Luann have a little bit of peace of mind.
Absolutely. Great advice. Quick question here from Tom in Traverse City, Michigan. I have a 32-foot diesel-powered boat. What would you recommend for the two diesels I have in the boat?
Well, one good thing I can say to him right now is that I'd recommend our new Max Protection diesel oil. It was just certified to have... It is a rust-free or rust prevention oil. It meets two times the expected rust-inhibiting capability, which makes it basically a marine-grade diesel oil. Now, we have the original one you could use, too, which would be our CI4 Plus heavy-duty diesel and marine. But considering the performance of the new Max Protection diesel oil and its now certified rust prevention capability, I'd move up to that and put it in. I just don't know. Man, I'm envious. I'd like to have a 32-foot boat with twin diesel engines in it. I'd love to have that.
Excellent. Well, we'll make up for that lost time another week. But
sure.
In the meantime, everybody send Dan emails at Dan Watson the Loop.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.